Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, so here I am at the starter course, and the boats have just set off. Claire W2 pushing off with a very strong start. They are slow, quite quickly approaching the corner, and following behind them, we've got Wolfson W1 looking nice and strong. I don't think we haven't got a bump happening there. That's going to be coming into play a little bit later on. Queens are looking strong and following behind Wolfson very nicely. But again, we've got a lot of space in between each boat at the moment. Oh, I think we might have had a bump a little bit further down. I will let you know about that. I'm hearing some whistles going, but of the boats that have come past me so far, there hasn't been a bump yet. Everyone's going... Okay, very exciting. We have got... Who have we got? We've got a bump that is about to happen between, I think, Murray Edwards and... No, Lucy Cavendish and first and third. We've had a bump. That's Lucy Cavendish bumping first and third, I think, Trinity. But we might have to check up on that one. Apart from that, no more bumps. Potentially around the corner, something might have happened. We've had a bit of a hold-up. Darwin have had to change their course.
So,
heading back over to Jack around the corner, who can probably see more happening. Jack,
and we
happening?
Have massive overlap between Queens and Murray Edwards, and Murray Edwards have just bumped Queens just going into the gut. We had Claire and Wilson go past me on station, but Molly, can you see something that has happened? Looks like we have got, is that the first and third and Lucy Cavutel combined bump just before first boat?
What has happened, I think, is Lucy Cavendish bumped first and third, which has caused a huge hold-up in the river. We've got Darwin, who have had to pull into the bank. And we've got a bump happening right in front of me, in fact, from Trinity Hall, bumping Churchill, I think, but it's not being conceded yet. They're pushing on up round the corner. Jack, you're going to be able to see more of that in a minute. But just quickly, before we throw to Jack, we have got Downing literally just about the bump. Who are they bumping? I think Kings. Yeah, all the Kings about to jump out. About to bump Downing. They've conceded. So I think that was. Oh, Kings bumping Magdalen. I'm not sure Yes, Kings bumping Magdalen. That was the situation. But Jack, round the corner, you might be able to see more of what's happening.
Yep, so I have had Claire and Wilson come past, and we'll go and check with Theo in a minute how they're doing on the plough reach. Darwin, as you say, have pulled into the side. They're probably going to get a technical row over as Jesus rowed past, and Cats are about on station with Claire Hall here, who are about on station with Churchill, and it looks like we have had another boat stopping behind that. Trinity Hall looks like they have stopped, not entirely sure why, as Churchill have kept going. But in the meantime, we're going to throw up to Theo on Grassy Corner. Claire and Wolfson are probably way away by now, but what else is happening, Theo?
Yep, so I'm down here at Grassy. Claire and Wolfson have passed me a while ago. Wolfson closed within station on Claire, probably about a length off. And then there's a lot of clear water, and Jesus has just gone past me. They've got a couple of lengths between them and Kat, but Claire Hall are closing up to about three-quarters of a length within Cap, and then Churchill are probably on station with Clare Hall coming up behind them. So it's all quite tight in the middle of the division here. A lot still going on. But yeah, back to you, Jack, at first place. Anything going on there?
Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure why Trinity Hall stopped there. They stopped, possibly thinking they had actually managed to bump up on Churchill, but Churchill kept going, so we'll have to find that one out when it's confirmed. But at the moment, I've got the bottom division down in W2 rowing past me, who are about on station with Newnham W3 at the moment. As they come round first post corner, Newnham taking an incredibly tight line here at the bottom of this division. They did start 17th, they got bumped on the first day by Wolfson and Downing. Newnham nearly crashed into the bank. Blades very close to crashing into the bank there. But Theo, what can you see on the plough reach? Because everything has come past me at first post now.
Yep, so I've currently got Trinity Hall coming past at Grassy. I'm looking down plough reach, and there haven't been any bumps down plough reach at all. So it's all looking a bit calm at the moment, which is a shame because we like to see lots of action.
Molly.
But back to you, I suppose.
Thank you. I'll pass straight up to Molly.
I'm just trying to work out what has happened here. This is back at the very, very start. It happened literally metres from the start line. I think that what we have had happen is Wilson bumped Keys. So Keys have pulled in. Wilson are greenery, endorsing greenery all over the boat, and Keys are looking rather deflated, pulled into the side here. So that was an early bump that happened at the very start amidst all the chaos. But to Jack, who I think I can see, Jack, you might have a boat heading your way, potentially having just been bumped, but I'm not sure. So to Jack.
Thank you very much, Molly. Yeah, I can see what it looks like from here. Bisbee's first and third, who are on a very lonely row home after they got bumped. But what I'm going to do is call some provisional results for this division. What we'll do is get Molly to go down to the results tent. We'll get confirmed one in a little bit. So, from the top of this division, it looks like Clare and W2 and Wolfson W1 both rode over. Queens at W2, they got bumped by Murray Edwards, W2. Lucy Cavan, who's all combined W2, bumped first and third W2. Darwin W2 got in a bit of a tangle. We think they're going to get a technical error, but not too sure at the moment. Jesus W3, the Cats W2, Claire Hall W1, Churchill W2, and Trinity Hall W2 look like they're all wearing over at the moment, but again, we'll confirm that Trinity Hall W2 held it up. We're not entirely sure whether they actually bumped Churchill at the moment, and Churchill just refused to stop. Kings W2 bumped Magdalen W2. Wolfson W2 bumped Keys W2 right at the start. Keys still on for their spoons, and Wolfson still on for their blades in this division and at the bottom of the division. Downing W2 and Unum W3 look like they are on for row over. So that is the W3 division. And with that, we will throw back to the studio. Blench bumps.
Cam FM.